The steps drew swiftly nearer and swelled out suddenly louder as they turned the end of the street. The lawyer, looking forth from the entry, could see what manner of man he had to deal with. He was small and very plainly dressed, and the look of him, even at that distance, went somehow strongly against the watcher's inclination. But he made straight for the door, crossing the roadway to save time, and as he came, he drew a key from his pocket like one approaching home. Mr. Utterson stepped out and touched him on the shoulder as he passed. "Mr. Hyde, I think." Mr. Hyde shrank back with a hissing intake of breath, but his fear was only momentary, and although he did not look the lawyer in the face, he answered coolly enough, "That is my name. What do you want?" "I see you are going in," returned the lawyer. "I am an old friend of Dr. Jekyll's, Mr. Utterson of Gaunt Street. You must have heard my name, and meeting you so conveniently, I thought you might admit me." "You will not find Dr. Jekyll. He is from home," replied Mr. Hyde, blowing in the key, and then suddenly, but still without looking up, "How did you know me?" he asked. "On your side," said Mr. Utterson. "Will you do me a favour?"
"With pleasure," replied the other. "What shall it be?"
"Will you let me see your face?" asked the lawyer. Mr. Hyde appeared to hesitate, and then, as if upon some sudden reflection, fronted about with an air of defiance, and the pair stared at each other pretty fixedly for a few seconds.